Good morning. This is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the May 9th edition of Farm News and Views. Reauthorization of the 2023 or maybe 2024 Farm Bill continues to be a hot topic in farm publications. Since the largest part of the Farm Bill spending goes to supplemental nutrition programs, or also called SNAP, which amounts to about $4 of every $5 in the Act, some farmers wonder why it's known as a Farm Bill. The spending for the legislation will grow from $867 billion for the current bill to $1.5 trillion for the proposed bill. With crop insurance at $9.4 billion annually, is the largest agricultural support, followed by $6.2 billion for commodity subsidies and $5.8 billion for land stewardship. The nutrition component of the bill will cost $1.2 trillion. There's also pushback by 11 environmental consumer, small farm, and small government groups that oppose higher farm subsidies. These groups contend that support for the covered commodities would only boost federal payments to the largest and most successful farmers, who already received almost 67% of all commodity subsidies in 2021, and about 60% of all crop insurance subsidies between 2012 and 2020. While talking about $1.5 trillion may be hard to comprehend, John Newton, chief economist of the Senate Ag Committee, told journalists during a Farm Bill panel that only 0.3% of federal spending is spent on agriculture. Add in SNAP and it's only 2% of the federal budget. Yikes. Last week, the USDA announced that it will provide an additional $130 million in assistance to financially distressed borrowers, boosting total farm loan relief for producers to approximately $1.1 billion since last fall. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said that Congress wanted aid delivered quickly, and that's what we're delivering to help producers across the country stay on their land. More than 20,000 distressed borrowers are being aided, with some of them undergoing loan restructuring while others were more than 60 days late in payments. Lawmakers had earmarked $3.1 billion in 2022 climate, health, and tax law for farm loan immediate relief for borrowers with at-risk agricultural operations. The USDA released $800 million last October to borrowers who were delinquent on direct and guaranteed loans. On March 27th, USDA reported that $123 million in additional automatic assistance would be released to borrowers facing financial risk. Recently, Colorado State University was selected in partnership with Oregon State University to run one of 12 regional food business centers as part of a new U.S. Department of Agriculture program, which will provide coordination, technical assistance, and capacity building to help farmers, ranchers, and other food businesses access new markets and navigate federal, state, and local resources. The center will provide technical assistance to farmers, ranchers, and other food businesses in a six-state region, including Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Washington. The $30 million in funding for 5 years will put about $1 million per year into each of the states it will serve, providing technical assistance and grants for anyone who wants to start food businesses, move into new farmers markets, or are looking at a new product, according to Dawn Thelmany, Associate Director of CSU's Regional Economic Development Institute. American poet and essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "No great man ever complains of a want of opportunity." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.